from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
Gearing up for a joint practice between the Bills and the Steelers today ahead of their preseason game, which will be Saturday. Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase, and Sal Capaccio. Sal on the Western Hotline. Before we get to that, I want to let you know, of course, it's still golf season. There's time. You can enroll and try and win the Friday foursome. Encore Golf, Labatt, and WGR Sports Radio 550. Every Friday, we announce a lucky winner who will get to experience the excitement of playing one of Western New York's finest golf courses, Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, Cloverbank Country Club. Plus, you receive a box of Encore Golf Balls, a $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, plus a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, Pristine Refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter. With that, Sal, was there any golf happening yesterday for the assembled Bills media down in Pittsburgh? There's some nice courses down there.
No, no golf yesterday. Not much time for that. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow, I guess. But got to bring your clubs too and all that kind of stuff. So there's a Top Golf here as well. I think that's happening Friday for in some capacity. So, We'll see. But Oakmont's pretty close by. That is where the U.S. Open is next year.
Yeah. Oakmont. If you want to shoot a 150, go try Oakmont. I heard you, Sal, yesterday mention that Paul Skeens is pitching tomorrow, and then Springsteen in Pittsburgh?
That's tonight. Springsteen is tonight.
Springsteen.
Yeah.
Have you seen Springsteen live?
I have seen Springsteen live. I saw him in Tampa maybe 20 years ago, a little more. Like, it was literally like early 2000s, maybe even late 90s. I don't remember exactly when, but it was a fantastic show. He went for 3 straight hours, did not stop, and I believe he's still doing it like that.
Yeah. All right, Sal, so we got a preseason practice on the way, a joint practice tonight, a game coming up on Saturday. The big news, I guess, for the Bills, the report that they worked out another receiver. And the receiver room is going through a bunch of injuries. Of course, Chase Claypool, that news came down this week. Deion Kane, Damir Bird. What do you make of the Bills working out Corey Davis?
They're still searching for more at wide receiver. That's what I get out of it. I mean, you think about what they've done here over the last, 72 hours or so. They've brought in 2 receivers. They've worked out another. Chase Claypool was put on IR. It just feels to me like they're still trying to sort that position out, that they're not set. They don't You know, they're not comfortable with everything they have. They want more options. And whether that's at the top, at the bottom, you know, I guess, you know, you'd have to say more at the bottom. Like, I think your top four are pretty much set. You're not bringing guys over top of them right now. You're not making these trades for big names. You're not in on Brandon Ayuk or anything like that. But it feels to me like they're still searching for something after maybe their top four, and including, you know, returnability, not necessarily with Corey Davis, but, you know, with the guys they brought in as well.
Yeah. So, okay, the idea of these guys, this is not, you think it's more than just camp body? It's MVS and Shavers, these guys, their positions are not secured.
That's correct. I don't think it's just camp bodies. I don't think they do that. You know, just, you don't just bring in guys just because you bring in guys. Yes, you need people to play. There's no doubt about that. But I think that you target guys for specific reasons. You know, what are you looking for? Are you looking for more speed? Are you looking for returnability? And in the case of Corey Davis, I mean, yeah, I mean, we know the Bills are kind of trying to unturn every stone. That was with Claypool this year. That's Gable Steveson, right? Guys like that. You know, Corey Davis, hey, he wants to play. We'll see what he's got. So, you know, I don't think they're going to waste – they're not going to waste a roster spot and time bringing a guy – if they were to sign him to come in out of retirement, mm-hmm. if they don't actually want to give him a legitimate shot to try and make the club.
Doesn't he kind of feel more like, Sal, the replacement in the room, or maybe the way to put it would be like the replacement in the competition for Chase Claypool? Like, I don't know that he's as fast as Claypool, but he was drafted, you know, fifth overall. I mean, that's even a lot higher than Claypool was. But, you know what I mean? Like, he's had a couple big seasons, not a bunch. He's had, like, two big seasons in his career, which is kind of like Claypool. And you're thinking, all right, once there was a great prospect here, let me see if I can take a flyer on him. And that's if they sign him. They haven't done that yet. And see if I can get lucky where he realizes his potential. Isn't that kind of the same type of mindset with it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, well, look, I think there's a belief here, and there always has been, that, you know, you come here and we can, you know, turn you into the best version of yourself, right? I mean, that's what the Bills talk about all the time, which is maybe it didn't work out here or there, but it can work out, or in this A and B, but it can work out here in Buffalo. And I think there's a belief in that. It doesn't mean that you think that you have all the magical secrets, and that's not what I'm saying. But a guy like Andy Isabella, I remember them talking about that way, which is, hey, didn't work out for him where he was, but doesn't mean it can't in Buffalo, right? Same with KJ Hamler, didn't work out. These are guys that were just second round picks not long ago. Hey, whatever the circumstance was there, you know, we think that it could be better here. It could be better fit. If it is, it is. If it's not, it's not. But we're going to try to make it as best fit, try to make, you know, the environment here could be lead to that person being the best version of themselves, you know, on and off the field. So, yeah. And as far as your question, Jeremy, about, you know, the two guys, MVS, Shavers, like, are they on the team? I still think that, like, those spots are tentative. Like, I think there's four. I think then after that, you have MVS and Shavers, who are, to me, I would put, you know, on the team right now. But I don't think that there's any lock at all, and I think the next, you know, 2.5 weeks will sort all that out.
Should Bills fans be worried about that to a degree? I mean, Shavers is not one that we would have normally expected to make the team, and MVS was a late add. I don't know, Sal. Like, at one point we looked at it and said 14 receivers. There's a lot of depth or a lot of ideas. And, you know, for it to be mid-August and they don't like anybody outside of the, you know, the guys at the top. It doesn't mean it has to be a problem by the time we get to the regular season, but do you think there should be any concern there?
Sure. I mean, I think that the concern would be what your depth is, right? Like, if you're still searching for what you have. But I don't know, and I haven't done the digging on this, but I bet in some capacity most teams go through this anyway at the bottom of their depth chart at wide receiver or another position. Maybe some teams have a pretty clear understanding, but I'm guessing there's a lot of that goes on, which is, hey, we have 3-4 guys. After that, we're kind of not sure. We're creating competition, and we'll see. And, you know, if the Bills are unsure, I mean, really, does it come into play until you need those players to play, which at some point you probably will. You know, you have injuries that they happen. There's no doubt about that. But I doubt that every team in the league, you know, there's probably the majority of teams. Yeah, you wake up every day and you see this team is signing this guy. They're trading for this guy. They're working out this guy because they're always trying to churn the bottom of their roster to find those last few depth pieces that might be able to play better than someone else they have.
Josh Allen says he's looking forward to this. Sal, as you remember joint practices in the past, I mean, the last time they did this was Carolina. Just how live is it compared to 11-on-11 for a normal Bills training camp practice?
I mean, it's a normal practice. It's just guys wearing the other colored helmet, right? And then the other helmet instead of your helmet you're going against, right? I mean, I think everybody, and I heard you guys are talking about the fights and stuff like that. Like, look, those are the things that get headlines, and they suck. And you don't want to have you go through that. That's not what the majority of joint practices, that's not what happens. The majority of joint practices around the league, there's not fights every play. There's people getting work done. And if I remember correctly, guys, in 2019, I don't remember one fight over 2 days. There might have been some pushing and shoving that went on. That's going to happen. I think that there may be a scuffle or two, a little bit here or there. There was nothing that stands out in my mind over 2 days in Carolina. I think it's really good work. I think that it's as long as you have two organizations that have mutual respect for one another and two coaches that do, you kind of have to set parameters. And sure, guys, you can't control everything they do at all times. I get all that. But I think that you can get some serious good work in. Like, you're going against every day, right? You think about this, for example. Let's say Kyer Elam. Kyer Elam is going every day against Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel. Well, today, he's going to go against George Pickens on a one-on-one. I mean, that's great for him. He gets a chance to go against another receiver who's really good. You know, they get to go against TJ Watt in one-on-ones pass rush drill. You get to put your guys in position of, okay, Coach Tomlin, Coach McDermott, what do you want to do here? Hey, let's do 10 red zone plays. Great. Okay, we're going to set up. We're going to do 10 plays red zone, or, you know, we're going to go red zone period here and see if you can score. You can put your guys in those positions, and then you can even say, like, hey, Coach, I'm going to face this particular defense in week number whatever. Can you use your scout team to play this defense against my starters? That is why it's so valuable to be able to do this against another team, to do things like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Sal, and we had Andrew Filippone on last hour, and I guess he kind of answered this a little bit. He said that he's heard that they're going to do a lot of kickoff stuff today, and maybe more of what they'll do in the regular season versus what they did in their preseason openers. Because I was going to ask you, like, how much would teams hide things in a joint practice compared to a preseason? But I guess as you think about it, you know, you only have one team that's not on your schedule that's viewing everything. So I would probably think you would show a lot more than you would in your preseason for, like, what you actually are going to run when the season begins.
It's a great question. Bulldog asked me kind of the same thing yesterday, and I would say you're probably going to run more of that stuff, but I don't know how much more, right? There's still media there, right, from both sides. And there's the NFL is just a world of paranoia. You guys know that, right? I mean, you still want to be careful on what you're showing, what you're not showing. I would say they're probably going to work more on those kinds of things. They're probably going to do a little bit more in, hey, this is how we kind of want to do this. Can we do this here? Let's try it. But I'm not really sure. Like, it's great. It's great info from Andrew. I don't know that. I don't have a practice schedule in front of me. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. Interpretation of all these things and anticipation, I should say, would be you're going to get your normal, you know, some 11 on 11, some, you know, pass, some 7 on 7. You'll get some special teams work in. And yeah, I mean, all that stuff's going to matter. If they do a little bit more kickoff, it would not surprise me whatsoever, because I'm quite sure both teams would say, we still got to figure this out and see how we want to kind of handle this situation.
Who on Pittsburgh are you most interested to see today?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is Russell Wilson practicing? I think he is, right? He's back. I think they missed a little bit.
He was back.
Fields and Wilson.
Yeah. I don't know that he was doing everything, but he was back at least in some capacity, I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. The quarterbacks there, the quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
George Pickens, you know, guys that, they get Watt, you know, so I would say those are the guys I'll be watching. I'm more watching for probably the one-on-ones are going to, you know, because I think that's where you can really... You know, this isn't your teammate anymore. And granted, you're going hard anyway against your teammate, and you're competitive against your teammate. But this is a different deal now. And this is a guy on the other team that you're trying to show you're better than, and he's trying to make his team. You're trying to make your team. He's trying to start. You're trying to start. And, you know, they're trying to make their living and money, and I think that's when you can get really competitive.
Yeah. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. We talked about the return game. This is going to be a little out of left field. I don't know if you've thought about it, but we've talked about his returnability in college. And now that they're exploring for maybe other options, Demir Byrd, have you seen at all this training camp or spring or anything Keon Coleman try or been talked about as their punt returner, or do you think that is just not on the table at all?
To try Keon Coleman, you said?
Yes, because he did it last year at Florida State.
I have seen no indication whatsoever that they would do that.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like, I guess in a pinch, maybe they could, but you guys have been out at training camp practice. Like, I don't remember him taking any reps to do that. And I think you would have been doing that by now.
Okay. I'm just trying to, like, right, because he did, it was talked about as something he could do, and they haven't, I hadn't seen them try it yet, but, you know, they're exploring their options. And is today the first day we're going to get to see Demir Byrd and some of these other guys, so maybe we'll start to see more of an indication of what, you know, what they're going to try at punt return and kick return for the rest of the camp and preseason?
Yeah, at least this week, right? I mean, I think at least today we'll probably get an idea of what they might do on Saturday. I mean, then anything could change when they play Carolina next week. But I would say so, Joe. I mean, yeah, the other thing about Coleman is I just don't think they want to put that much on his plate. You know, I mean, this guy, he's a rookie. He's got to play wide receiver. You think about the guys that normally return. They're just not guys who do a lot of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I doubt that would happen. But, yeah, I think today's a day where you'll get Byrd, you'll get Kane, you'll get some guys out there. We'll see what happens. I wonder if Isabella factors in this mix still, to be honest with you. You know, he's a guy that's still – he's on the depth chart. He's think he's second in the one area as a kick or punt return. Either way, I can't remember. You know, and I don't know if they loved what they saw last week from KJ Hamler and Daquan Hardy. So I think Andy Isabella still has a legitimate shot.
So Capaccio from Pittsburgh. My first pick for who will fight will be Kyer Elam. Do you like the pick?
How do you categorize a fight? You got to throw a punch?
Yeah. Like,
I would say even
a full brawl. Just like, hey, so-and-so and so-and-so got into it. I feel like I'm just seeing Elam Pickens today as my number one pick.
I know how to categorize it. I think a fight for this context, Sal, is when other players run to it.
I love it. Elam's a good pick. He'll be feisty. There's no doubt. We've seen that before from him. We had this thing. We did a draft. The media. One night we're sitting around at the Pittsburgh pub during training camp, and a few of the media members. We were like, all right, if we're like, we're all of a sudden like we're in a bar, we're getting a big fight. Like, which Bills do we want? Like, let's do a draft. Who's coming with us? Right? Who's coming with us to the bar fight? Dark alley. It's spilling outside. And there were some fun names on there. And like the funny thing was, like Alec Anderson, is a guy that, like, his name came up. And then literally, like, a day or two later, Alec Anderson got into a fight, like, at Bills practice. And you're like, yeah, see, that's the guy. I'm taking that guy. Like, there's some guys that you guys wouldn't, like, necessarily know unless you're around them, right? Unless you kind of, you're seeing that. Like, who would think a guy like that? Ryan Vandermark, right? Like, someone like that. I think, guys, there's guys in the bottom of the depth chart, offensive lineman, Kevin Jarvis, I've been told. He's like a guy. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy. And, you know, he'll get into it with you. So those are the kinds of guys you never know.
All right. Sal, thanks. We'll be looking forward to updates from Pittsburgh later today. And, of course, the game.
All right, you got it, guys. Thanks.
Yeah,
for sure. Saturday night is the game. But, by the way, practice at 2 o'clock today, just so everybody knows, in case anybody's wondering exactly what's happening. Practice starts at 2 o'clock. We will hear from Sean McDermott at 1 p.m. He'll give us an update on, injuries, anything on Matt Milano. We haven't heard anything yet. Anybody not practicing today or what the situation is as far as Saturday and, you know, if he has determined anything about who's playing, you know, in playing time on Saturday.
Yeah. Thanks, Sal.
You got it.
So one thing you really could get from this practice is the other team's media, their eyes on your team.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this maybe the last couple days of camp we were there. And if you missed it earlier, we read Greg Bedard's breakdown of Patriots and Eagles practice. Now, he's talking about the Patriots offense as a train wreck that made him question his life. That's a shortened version of what he said. A car accident, 10,000 yard stare, more sacks than completions. And I was thinking about this during training camp at the end because we are so used to Josh Allen ripping down the field. Like, oh, there's like, what happened that drive? 6 of 7, 2 whole shots into the corner and a touchdown. And you know, another sleepy day for Allen where we used to go to training camp and ask, did they have a good pass play today? Pittsburgh is a good one for this. If Allen throws it all over the Pittsburgh defense, it will sound a little different in reading the reports about it than if he throws it all over the Bills defense.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Pittsburgh has expectations or not, it's just a matter of if the Bills offense can't get anything going against the Pittsburgh defense.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a little different than, oh, they had an off day.
Right.
Because when you play your own team 4 days a week for 2 hours, you know, back and forth, and each side gets a win. If somebody has a bad day today, it doesn't really mean that anything is doomed, but that is one thing that is different, and value is, it's almost like hiring a consultant. Let's get a bunch of Pittsburgh consultants in here. Let's see what they think of this offense. And they watch it go, and whether it's James Cook had a really crucial drop or it's so-and-so had locked up his man. Like, it's a little bit of a different tone that could come from it today.
Yeah, it could. It could. It almost could feel like it means more what you hear about the starting offense today than the preseason, right?
Maybe.
They played very little, and we'll see what they play this Saturday.
But you're gonna
see tweets about how they do today against the Steelers.
Because even though they went out of their way to say how little they game planned for the Bears, which I believe, isn't today the kind of thing they are legitimately planning for? We have things we want to do against this team today. We don't have to win.
Yeah.
But we are practicing things with intent.
You're thinking it'll look more like their real offense today than what we're going to see on TV Saturday.
That is, if nothing else, that is at least a theory that I think holds up. For people that say, you can try stuff here that you wouldn't try in a game because you're not putting it on tape in the same way.
Right.
I think that's fair. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Who's your Bills fight squad? I've got Elam Dawkins and Jamarcus Ingram because he's going to throw one of his Mortal Kombat chest stunners in press coverage.
I'm going to go Spencer Brown, Josh Allen, and Ed Oliver.
By the way, Sal's question about who would you take in a bar fight? Spencer Brown's near the top.
Spencer Brown just because he's the biggest.
Yeah.
The biggest.
Largest
guy.
Person.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, him, stand next to me.
Yeah.
And just stand in front of me. That's what he does professionally. You stand here.
Yeah.
I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I know how to do that.
You ever watch Deadpool 2?
No.
I watched that last night for the first time, and Deadpool to the kid with the superpowers, like, you don't want to be friends with me. Go be friends with the biggest guy you can go find. So he goes and finds the biggest guy he can go find. That would be like with Spencer Brown. Like, you know, talking to Kyrie Elam. I'm talking to Kyrie Elam, like, hey, you got my back here? He's like, no, go find the biggest guy you could find. And then I look around, oh, look, who's that guy? Spencer Brown.
Yeah.
Who's like, what is he listed at? Is he like 6'8"? 350?
And he's a
that might be a lot for
and
weight.
He's a 10 RAS score.
Right, like he can
like a freakish athlete.
I will never forget this stat or fact. Spencer Brown ran a quicker 3-cone drill than DK Metcalf did. That is a fact.
Yeah.
That actually happened.
Okay, some around the league stuff when we get back, including one NFL coach said something yesterday. It's unintentionally hilarious. He asked everyone in the room to define a word for him. And it's kind of crazy a football coach wouldn't know what this means.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.